Public News Service Thursday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. President Donald Trump delivered a sharply political televised speech Wednesday evening, focused heavily on the economy, an effort to reverse declining public opinion numbers, and the view even among some supporters that he's not lived up to key campaign promises. That from the Washington Post. America is respected and our country is back stronger than ever, Trump said. We're poised for an economic boom, the likes of which the world has never seen. The Post notes the speech was shorter than Trump's traditional hour-plus events and delivered with a rapid cadence and full of false statements. Trump focused on defending his economic record, touting his use of tariffs, and blaming Joe Biden for rising prices. Meantime, amid last-minute maneuvering in the Congress, enhanced subsidies for health premiums tied to the Affordable Care Act are still expected to expire. Georgia advocates are critical of GOP strategies that focus on another path.
Analysts say the credits stemming from pandemic relief have helped keep insurance costs lower for millions of Americans who receive coverage through ACA marketplaces. Most Republicans held firm on not extending them past December. Small business owner and ACA enrollee Sherry Barlow suggested that leaders in Washington waited to the last minute for this debate, forcing people like her to scramble.
It's a gut punch. We had 12, 24 months to process all of this, go out and research and get other insurance options. That's different, but we didn't have that.
I'm Mike Moen.
And hunters and anglers treasure Colorado's vast outdoors for its beauty and its bounty, but many fear for the future of the state's public lands.
Jamie Anderson is a native Coloradan born in Estes Park and is a lifelong outdoors enthusiast who focuses primarily on fly fishing. Anderson manages outdoor programs for the Defenders of Wildlife. She learned to fish from her father and values the memories and stewardship that were passed down to her.
What I love to do is put my waders on and wade right into the middle of the river. It's really incredible to be casting while standing with water flowing all around you, looking for the risers, and just being so present and grateful that nature's surrounding me.
Anderson finds fly casting both challenging and rewarding and says it's important to take care of the state's natural resources. She practices catch and release and says there are other important ways to preserve the outdoors through conservation. Mark Richardson reporting.
And a new report finds thousands of Missouri kids are missing out on federally funded meals after the school day ends. Even as participation has increased in the state in recent years, the Food Research and Action Center, known as FRAC, says as after-school nutrition programs remain underused, many families are going without critical support. Clarissa Hayes is with FRAC.
Just lowering the eligibility threshold so that more communities can participate. We need to streamline the program administration.
The report reveals in Missouri, more than 32,000 children receive an after-school supper on an average day, but far more qualify for the school lunch program. This is Public News Service. As the multi-billion-dollar market for personal data expands, so are concerns about protecting everything from search histories to your Social Security number.
The nonprofit Oregon Consumer Justice recently convened a panel of experts to discuss the issue and potential solutions. Representative Willie Chotzen of Portland says his initial interest in data privacy was around safeguarding reproductive healthcare patients and immigrants, but he discovered data privacy is a surprisingly bipartisan issue.
There were so many other reasons why people can care about data privacy. I think it's a really incredible opportunity where we can deliver wins that matter to each of us for our own values, but really reach across the aisle in terms of the values that they speak to.
Panelists said Oregon is on the forefront of data privacy legislation. The state passed the Oregon Consumer Privacy Act in 2023, which gives residents rights over their personal data. Another bill restricting the sale of geolocation data and other data related to minors will take effect in January. I'm Isabel Charlet.
We head next to Maine, where conservation groups warn the U.S. Senate is considering an amendment allowing for the eventual sale of some of America's national parks and public lands.
Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah aims to add his amendment to the Interior Department's funding bill as soon as today. Todd Martin with the National Parks Conservation Association says it removes language that requires the government to protect and maintain national parks as federal lands, opening them up to the highest bidder.
America's national parks and public lands are beloved by all Americans of all political stripes, and they don't want to see our history sold off.
Martin says Mainers are especially protective of their public lands and parks, and that groups are urging Maine Senators Susan Collins and Angus King to reject the amendment. The Trump administration argues these areas could be used for much-needed housing and increased oil and gas exploration. I'm Catherine Carley.
Finally, a federal court hearing today in Houston could pause Senate Bill 12, the Texas measure critics call the student identity censorship law.
SB 12 prohibits public and charter school DEI programs, instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity, assisting a student's social transition, and LGBTQ student clubs. A lawsuit brought on behalf of student-led groups, educators, and families argues the law violates the Constitution and a federal civil rights statute. Dale Melchert with the Transgender Law Center says SB 12 is also unconstitutionally vague.
The Constitution requires that laws be clear enough such that anybody who's impacted by them of ordinary intelligence would be able to figure out what they can and can't do. But SB 12 doesn't provide a lot of guidance or definitions about what is and isn't prohibited.
Plaintiffs are seeking a preliminary injunction blocking four parts of SB 12 while litigation is ongoing. Brett Pivato reporting.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.